Reformed Church.
We're actually going to put an article out called Don't Turn Back, and just some things I was thinking about with that, so I figured I would share it. The interesting thing about, if you read in Exodus, where the people of Israel came out of Egypt, you guys probably know the story, there were, you know, slaves in Egypt, and then God brought them out, and God had been speaking to them for a lot of years about the promised land and bringing them to Canaan, and he had been speaking to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob about that, and Israel also, in addition to being spoken to about Canaan and how they would inherit Canaan, the Bible also says that they received the gospel, that Israel actually heard the gospel, which means that they may not have called Jesus by that name, but they knew about Jesus. I think it's Hebrews chapter 4 that says the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us. So they were aware of the gospel. They knew about Jesus. They had promises about what Jesus had provided. Even recently, we just posted an article about Abraham and Sarah talking about what they knew about what Jesus provided. So this was a thing that they were well aware of. And one of those manifestations of what Jesus had provided is them inheriting the land of Canaan. Obviously, even today, we have promises that of, you know, God adding all physical things to us, anything that we need. And they had those promises as well. And again, one of the manifestations of that was the land of Canaan. And so these people were definitely not ignorant of the word of God in the sense that they had never heard it before. And so God had taken generations and generations to speak to them about Jesus and about the land of Canaan. And then what happened was they were released from slavery. God even performed signs and wonders in bringing them out of Egypt. And then very, very shortly after, if you're reading, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around chapter 15 or 16 of Exodus, where they actually come out, they cross the Red Sea. And after having seen all the signs and wonders, after God had told them they were going to be released from slavery and they were on their way to the promised land, with all the words God had given them, the very second that they needed water, there was a point in time where they were thirsty and they didn't have any water that they could drink. They immediately started groaning and complaining and mumbling. And then shortly after that, they were hungry. And that's when God gave them manna, but they began complaining again. And that's when they actually started talking about going back to Egypt. They said that it would have been better if they had just died in Egypt. And they were saying that they wanted to go back there at the foot of Mount Sinai. They made plans to go back to Egypt. And the thing the Lord actually showed me was that the first sign of difficulty on their way to what God had told them was going to manifest in their life, they took that difficulty as an opportunity to get their focus on the difficulty. And they thought that the difficulty of not having any water, not having any food, or the various difficulties they went through in the wilderness, they thought that them experiencing a difficulty was really invalidated the word of God and was going to hinder them from taking the land that God had promised them. And the funny thing is, if you read Hebrews chapter 3 and 4, though, it says, actually, the last verse of chapter 3, it says that we see that they were not able to enter the promised land because that first generation of Israel never got to the promised land, which God told Israel that they were going to receive. Israel did end up receiving the promised land, but just not that first generation. And it says we see they could not enter because of unbelief. And the funny thing is they hit a difficulty on the way to the promised land, and they thought it was the difficulty that was going to hinder them. That was the opposition of the wilderness. It was the things that they were experiencing on the way that was going to hinder them from seeing the fulfillment of what God had spoken to them. And yet, Hebrews 3 doesn't say it was the difficulties in the wilderness that actually hindered them from entering. It was just their unbelief. And the thing that I took from that, which is important to see, is that when God speaks something to you, God, we all have promises from God, just generally even about what Jesus has done for us. And many of us have also received specific words from God. And maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you say, I've never received a specific word from God, but that's okay. You have the word of God. Every person on the face of the earth has the word of God and promises given to them about what Jesus has done for you and what he's provided. And therefore, if you believe it, what you can see manifest in your life. And sometimes on the way, on sort of your journey to seeing the goodness of God manifest in your life in whatever area you need it, if you hit a difficulty like Israel did, Hebrews warns us about not following their example. And when they hit a difficulty, they actually thought that the difficulty was going to, they were going to die in the wilderness, that God was only going to bring them halfway, and they weren't going to see that thing manifest in their life. But going through a difficulty, going through something that you didn't plan for, on the way to seeing the Word of God manifest in your life, is not the thing that's going to hinder you. It's not as if God did not have the foresight to see the difficulties that you might face on the way to, and mind you, all difficulties are unnecessary, they're not from God, you know, we don't have to go through those things and suffer things in this world, but if you go through something, though, that is not the hindrance to seeing that thing that God promised you manifest in your life. And if Israel had just continued to believe, instead of complaining and sort of despairing and thinking that they were never going to make it to the land, if they had actually believed, they could have been hungry or thirsty or whatever difficulty they went through, and they could have believed the Lord and said, you know what, Lord, I know your word. You said that you promised us this land of Canaan. You promised that all things would be added to us, and so I believe you, Lord. They would have seen that thing rectified, which actually, all those difficulties, funny enough, they actually saw them rectified along the way. They were given water. They were given manna. They were given food. God took care of them through the wilderness. But if they had just believed the Lord, they would have seen those things rectified along the way, and they would have made it to the land of Canaan just fine. The things that you go through are not hindrances to the things that God has promised you. The only thing that can hinder someone's progress in the thing in God manifesting himself through you is our unbelief. And I just think, and I'll sort of stop with this, but the irony of this whole thing is that they thought, oh, now I'm going through this, and now I'm not going to see what God promised me in my life. They thought it was the difficulty that was hindering them, and they thought the difficulty was going to kill them in the wilderness, and they were never going to see the fulfillment. But the funny thing is, it wasn't the difficulty. It was actually the fact, it was what they thought about the difficulty. It was what they didn't see about Jesus and what they were actually thinking about the difficulty that actually hindered them from entering the land. And so, anyway, I just wanted to encourage you with that, because when you go through anything, don't see that and don't sort of despair over it as if that's a hindrance to the Word of God that he's spoken to you. If you just believe the Word of God, no matter what you go through kind of along the way, God, you will see the fulfillment of the things God has spoken to you if you believe them. The Bible says in Luke 8, it says that through faith and patience, that's how we bear fruit. We have to continue in the Word of God and continue long in the Word of God, and you're going to see fruit from that. And there's no difficulty and there's no mistake on your end, no sin on your end that's going to hinder that Word from coming to fruition. So again, don't allow your difficulties to be an opportunity to sort of distract you from what God has spoken to you, and don't do what the people of Israel did. And it said that they actually turned back in their hearts. They started resigning themselves to the way that they used to live and the way things used to be, just because they went through something along the way. So again, that ends up just being sort of a bump in the road on your way to seeing the Word of God fulfilled. It's not a hindrance to it. The only thing that hinders you, again, is if you turn back in your heart and you forget the things that God has spoken to you. So anyway, we are going to post an article about that too. We'll kind of bring you through it a little bit more as well. But I just wanted to share that with you guys because good stuff.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.